Hello.
Hi, is Paul there?
Yeah, this is Paul.
Paul, this is Casey Ryback. I'm calling on behalf of your girlfriend, Rebecca. She wants to let you know that she's done with you and consider yourself officially dumped by Break-A-Date.
I don't understand.
We're an online service where people use to break up with their significant other so they don't have to do the difficult task in person. So congratulations, you're being broken up with by Break-A-Date.
Wait, is this a real thing? I mean, do people actually pay for this?
Yes, they do. A lot of people can't have the breakup conversation and they don't know how to get out of a relationship, and that's when they call us. It's 1995 if you're ever interested in breaking up with someone, but I do have the unfortunate task of delivering the bad news to you today that your girlfriend is leaving you.
Holy sh**.
Yeah. I'll just read you some of her email. It said, "Dear Break-A-Date, I need to help drop my loser boyfriend, Paul, because he's," and this is her words, not mine, "a lazy piece of shit and hasn't worked out in over 6 months. Apparently, that's been a big problem in your relationship."
That is complete bullshit. I've been at the office for 15 hours a day trying to get a promotion so that I can make this work a little bit better. Sometimes I don't even leave until 9 o'clock. We're supposed to work out.
She also said she's sick and tired of dating a guy that looks like a male version of Kirstie Alley.
I'm the one who needs to work out. She's the one who hasn't worked out in 6 months. I mean, she's the one. She looks like a goddamn monster truck tire with that cottage cheese in the muffin top.
Sir, I can, for 1995, I can pass that message along to her if you'd like us to send that to her through Break-A-Date.
I don't know who you are, but you're a piece of shit. You sit behind a phone all day and try to act like you're doing somebody a service. Where are you?
Sir, this is not about me or you. It's about your ex-girlfriend and your inability to lose weight.
Come on. Come on. Be a big man. You have a big business. Come on. Come meet me and let's talk about this. Come on.
I could come meet you.
Yeah, let's meet.
Because
what do you want to meet?
I would really actually be interested in talking to you about some great new diet pills that have just hit the market.
I'm done with this, okay? So you can either get me off of this phone right now or I'm done. Do you get it?
Well, I will let you go, sir. I just have to tell you one more thing from your ex-girlfriend.
She just called me a fat Kirstie Alley. What else could she possibly want to say?
I was going to tell you that this is actually a fake phone call.
What?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your girlfriend Rebecca set you up.
Oh my God.
She wanted us to pretend to break up with you since it's National Dump Day.
What is National Dump Day?
It's the day where people try to break up with people before it gets too deep into the holidays.
So she's not really breaking up with me.
No, but she might be after she hears what you said about her.
Oh.